going to send USA to the free throw line again. Number 21, Sean Faber, is going to be shooting two.
You're seeing good dribble penetration again. He was able to dish it off to number 21, and he was able to get fouled on the play.
Yeah, that foul is going against Brandon Dean, his first, team's fourth. Very interesting as that one, nothing going there. So the first free throw is no good, still 13-18. Bad Axe lead this one, 6 3/4 left in the second quarter. Second free throw is away, that one's good. So Faber now has 3 points on the game, going 1 for 2 on the free throws. 18-14, Bad Axe. Here comes Bad Axe, taking the three in the corner. Number 5, hey-o, Adam Riffenbach. He is now has 2 threes in the game, and looks like USA wants to get this one over. Mark Gainford calls for the timeout. We're going to take a timeout as well. We'll be back right after this.
This year, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its 5th anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
And we're back. USA trying to stop the bleeding, and they know it. 21-14, Bad Axe leads after a three by number 5, Adam Riffenbach, for Bad Axe. His second three of the night. How many threes has he taken?
He's two for three on the night so far.
So, 66% for Riffenbach, and we came into this game knowing that Riffenbach was quite the shooter, and he's showing that thus far. 21-14, Bad Axe leads. USA ball out on their own bench. As in the McBrayer, who brings it down for USA. Quinn showing some strong defense against McBrayer, man-to-man currently. But another turnover, number 33 for Bad Axe, brings that one in. That's Pulaski, who dribbles it out. And Riffenbach takes a long three. This one's off the front of the rim. No good. USA rebounds it. And there's a foul on the play. This one's against Bad Axe. And this is going to go against number 5. So, no, excuse me, number 44. So that's his second on Will Sutton. Team's 5th for Bad Axe. So Will Sutton suddenly has 2 fouls. He comes out of the game. And here comes USA down the court. McBrayer has it. Tries to get things organized.
Bad Axe is back into a man-to-man defense, trying to dial up some pressure on those guards.
McBrayer passes it over to the top of the key, over to Faber, but then passes it over to Fletcher in the right corner. Back up to Fletcher at the top of the key, over to Faber in the left corner. Tries to take the three, blocked by Bad Axe. Here comes the hatchet. Quinn brings it down, top of the key, tries to do some penetration over to Riffenbach, who dribbles right down the baseline, passes out to 33. Flops at the free throw line. He dribbles in, tries to take the shot, gets fouled on it. Looks like he's going to be headed to the line for two. So, suddenly, Bad Axe trying to do some dribble penetration. It seems to be working.
They're getting good down low shots. The guards are getting good penetration, addition off to the big men, and they're getting rewarded by going to the free throw line.
That foul is on number 20, Kyle Fletcher, his first team's 5th. As the first free throw up for Pulaski is up and through. It's now 22-14. Bad Axe over USA. Five and a half left.
You got some good size coming back in, and Ballard coming off the bench while the big man for Bad Axe is on the bench for their team.
So the second free throw is up and good. 2 for 2 for Pulaski. He has 2 points. As it's 23-14, Ballard for USA is back in. He has the ball at the top of the key. As USA trying to do a little bit of flip here, trying to get some mismatches. McBrayer over to Fletcher, then back over to McBrayer, over to Beachy in the right corner, tries to take the three off the mark, and USA tries to save it, but Riffenbach has it there for Bad Axe. Spencer Kelly drafts it over to Quinn. Top East sets up the offense for Bad Axe. 5 minutes left in the second quarter, 23-14, Bad Axe. Quinn sets up the offense once again, over to 25 in the right corner. That's Brandon Dean. Completely swing it to Quinn, who then tries to beat Dean down at the post. Nothing going there. Spencer Kelly gets it on the other post. He takes the shot. That one's tipped. And then gets his own rebound, but there's a foul on the rebound. That one's going to go against number 10, Jake Beachy, his second for USA. Team 6 to the next one. They are shooting free throws. That acts in the bonus.
USA showed pretty solid defense there. They got a little loosey-goosey over here in the corner, which got them in foul trouble.
Quinn passes into Riffenbach. He takes the three on the right side. No good there. Spencer Kelly brings in the rebound, and he goes up for the layup, and he's fouled by number 44, Ballard. More importantly, that's Ballard's third foul. We still have 5 minutes left in the second quarter. So that's the 16th foul on USA. Ballard's third. Excuse me, seventh. Forgot to tally that last one. So they are in the bonus for sure. Spencer Kelly, though, doesn't matter. He's shooting two. First one up and through. No problem there. Smooth stroke by Spencer Kelly. It's now 24-14.
You know, Ballard hasn't even come off the floor yet. He's got three fouls, but Coach Gainforth is still running the risk of playing him.
And the second free throw up and good. Bad Axe has not missed a free throw yet. They are 9-for-9. Here comes McBrayer for USA. 25-14. USA trails Breyer. McBrayer has a wide open lane, takes it in for the easy right-handed layup. Now the deficit only 9. Here comes Bad Axe. Quinn has it on the right side. Over to Pulaski. Then pass over to them. Riffenbach takes it in the corner. 3's no good. Rebound USA, number 5. Fletcher. Pass over to McBrayer, who sets up the offense with top of the key nearly at the timeline. Tries to penetrate into the free throw line. Kicks it out to Fletcher. Takes the 3. This one, hey, oh, that one's good.
There's that good start penetration again, Clark. We've been talking about that all game.
And it dishes out to Fletcher, who has a wide open 3. Is good. It's now 25-19. Bad Axe's lead, only 6. Pulaski in the corner, trying to penetrate down the baseline. Nothing going there. Passes up to Riffenbach. Over to Dean. And then over to Quinn in the left corner. Quinn dribbles back out to the top of the key. Over to Riffenbach on the right wing. Over to Dean. Again, passing the ball very well as Bad Axe. As Quinn tries to penetrate, puts up the layup. Nothing going there. I should say the runner from 5 feet. This one, rebound USA by number 21. Faber, pass over to McBrayer. Sets up USA offense. 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. And there's a kick on that one by number 32 for Bad Axe on the defense, Jesse Quinn. So it's going to be USA ball. Reset the shot clock if there were one. And it's going to be USA ball on the near side of your radio on their own side. And this one's going to be going into McBrayer in the backcourt. 3:19 remains in the first half. 25 Bad Axe, USA 19. McBrayer eyeing down Quinn, who's defending him, tries to do some penetration, drives into the lane on the left side, puts up the 2 on the runner. Not good. However, another foul. McBrayer is sent to the line for 2.
McBrayer is really trying to dial it up on Quinn. There's a little ISO penetration there. He got in the lane. Quinn drew the foul. Good play by McBrayer.
And that's first on Quinn. Team 6 of both teams in the bonus now, as McBrayer is at the line for 2. First one's up and good. So McBrayer now has 6 on the game. He's 2-for-3 from the free throw line. McBrayer's second free throw, 25-20. Bad Axe leads. McBrayer is up, off from the rim. Ballard's there for the rebound. He misses that one. Rebound, Bad Axe. Deed. Up to Quinn, dribbles it up. USA retreats. As Quinn tries to penetrate the lane himself, this one's up and good on the right side. So Quinn puts it up for 2, his 4th point of the game. It's 27-20. Bad Axe, 2 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first half. McBrayer, Ballard, working hard in the post, has some size advantage against Spencer Kelly there, but there's a bang up on the other side. Looks like a fender bender on number 5. Fletcher was fouled there by Bad Axe. This one's going against, as it's being reported. That's going to be Bad Axe's 7th foul. So it's going to be a 1-1 opportunity here for Bad Axe. A couple substitutions for USA, number 20 and 15. That is Fletcher and Dutcher. And in for Bad Axe is number 44, Will Sutton. So 1-1 opportunity here for Fletcher. And the first one is up and good. Brian, do you happen to see who that foul was on?
No, I haven't.